A large solidarity walk was organised in the Jordan Valleys between Palestinian communities for World War Today. The walk was organised by the Freedom Theatre from Jenin alongside the Jordan Valley Solidarity Campaign Group in order to bring awareness to the international community about Palestinian villagers and farmers whose water rights are denied by Israel's discriminatory practices and denying Palestinians water rights. The activists hiked through Palestinian Bedouin villages, including Al-Hadidiyah, where the Bedouin communities suffer severe water shortages alongside a water well near the illegal Israeli settlement Ra'im, where the Israeli settlers benefit from up to seven times the amount of water than Palestinians.
It's a project called the Freedom Bus. Freedom Bus for Justice. We came here to the Jordan Valley. There is a lot of community that they don't have water here. They don't have electricity. We stand with them. We have solidarity with them. We came here to make performances, to make shows.
One of the organizers explained to Press TV why they organized the event.
As a way to empower society and a way to resist, especially for the Palestinian people. So we thought about the idea, we're not going to wait to the people who to come to the theater to see art and music. Especially there's a lot of people that can do that, and you see the situation. So we decided to go for them. So we decided to create this bus and go follow the people in their homelands.
Aliyah further expressed how organizing these activities have adverse consequences for the Freedom Theater from Israel.
When you have an idea hold political and direct message against the occupation, the apartheid system, or all what this Israeli Zionist doing, you always find trouble to find funds.
Due to the Jordan Valleys being located in Area C, which is under full Israeli administration, the Palestinian villagers are not granting permits to build water cisterns and are allocated four times less water from the West Bank mountain than the Israelis. If they do build tanks to collect rainwater, they are often demolished by the Israeli army. This makes traditional life for the Bedouins difficult, as they have little water to maintain agriculture or feed their herds. Although these type of events seem very strange and in juxtaposition to this kind of land, it's actually the message they're sending out to these Bedouin communities that are the most important, including the severe water shortages they're facing. Nell Burden, Press TV, Occupied Jordan Valley.